DYKYB has to offer. They have bracelets, 2 for $3. They have t-shirts. They have tank tops. And they're coming out with a new logo, as I've heard.
New logo?
Yeah, a Rastafari and...
Oh, no, that's the same logo, just different colors.
Oh, okay, well, I... News to me. Okay, take that back. They do not have a new logo.
They have a new logo.
But they are getting a new website. So new is in order.
We're kind of like remodeling it because we're adding. We're going to be adding like an event page.
So it's sort of like an extreme makeover website edition.
Yes.
I'm a huge fan of that show, but I'm a huge fan of DYKYB. So tell us. More, just a little bit more about the 27th before we have you sign off and we move off into our music segment of The Great Station.
Yes, the 27th, I just want to say again, I would like everyone to be there. It's not, like I said, it's not excluding anyone. Anybody can come. If you're a baby to an 85-year-old, please come. And yeah, it's going to be our second wave. And if anybody can't make it, say you're out of town or anything, on May 1st, if anybody could share our video again, we're wanting to just make it that second wave and just get the word out there and spread the word and let everyone know that they're beautiful.
So yeah, and cool. Now, Ben, are you looking for help for your movement?
A little bit. We're kind of along with the 27th, we're kind of reaching back into the community and letting anybody that is a part of DYKYB or that wants to help out, we're going to have different things for them to do. And we're going to have like different events that kids can be a part of, that people can be a part of, so that it will make them feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. And any credit that, or any success that DYKYB has, people that are helping out and part of the movement can feel credit that they helped get it there. So,
all right. For those of you listening, that little scream there.
Was there a scream in there?
There was a scream.
I'm so sorry. Wow, there was a scream.
Technical difficulties there for a minute. That's later on during our second portion of the show. But
let's... Ben, quickly cover something that Ben is going to do for us.
First off, I really would like to share a story that I have. I'm a theater major, and I was going on stage at the Butte College premiere of The Imaginary Invalid, and I'm standing out in the lobby entertaining a bunch of people with my guitar, and this lady's walking in. She's wearing a DYKYB bracelet, and I say, "Oh, hey, don't you know you're beautiful?" And she looked at me. She's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Oh, you must know Ben Hatch." And she's like, "Who?" And I'm like, "Ben Hatch, the guy who started this whole thing." And she's like, "No, I found it in the parking lot." I was like, "Really?" She's like, "Yeah, I was having a really really bad day, and you know, I didn't do good on my exams, and I was walking to my car in the parking lot, and I was looking down, and I saw this bracelet, and I picked it up, and it made my whole day." And I was like, "Man, that's so cool. That's exactly cool. What you're trying to, you know, is to promote." No, I mean,
that's right there.
It's so cool to me, like, to be able to have seen that and to experience that. I mean... Yeah, you really changed someone's life and you didn't even know it. You know what I mean? Like, you made her day a little better. Like, and really cool. She, you know, she was wearing it that night. She's probably still wearing it. Like, it's just really, it's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's
and, along with the stories and everything, we do have share your own story on our website, dykyb.com. You can go down the bottom of the website, and there's a share your own story link. And we've had a lot of stories come in, and we're trying to, and it's going to be a part of our website remodeling, but we're going to have like a blog type thing where the people that have submitted their stories, and the stories that they submit are anonymous, but the ones that they submit we'll be able to put on our website so that other people can read and see the stories that people have come up with. And just a story that comes to my head that one of my friends had told me he works at the hospital, and he said that he had a couple bracelets and he was going to give to one of his coworkers, and he set it on a table for that coworker. But as he was leaving, he kind of just stopped for a second and was like, "Well, I should go back to the hospital and see if that bracelet was still there." And he went back in, and the bracelet that he put on the counter for his friend was still there. And he just thought to himself, "There might be some other use for that bracelet." And he took the bracelet and walked down the hall, and there was a girl that had just come out of, I can't remember what it was, but she had attempted suicide, and she had cuts on her wrist, and she was waiting outside with, I think, her parents or something. And,
so outside of the ER?
Yeah, outside the ER, and my friend just came up and gave her the bracelet and, you know, said, "Don't you know you're beautiful?" And he walked away, and, I mean, what came from that, he doesn't know or anything like that, but just that there might, that could have led to something in that girl's life that helped her out. So just different stories like that is what it's all about. And when I hear those stories, it's just really, really awesome to hear, because it's just kind of like an assurance that it's working. And
yeah,
that's incredible.
It's amazing. It's really, I hope it takes off, and it will take off.
So if you want to contact and you want to get a free T-shirt, here we have a phone number you can call. Yes. Okay. I am ready and waiting.
Can I announce it? Can I announce the phone number?
You want to announce the phone number?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Ben wants to announce the phone number.
Country code 1.
So, yes.
That's right. Country code 1.
Area code 530.
So the t-shirt, whoever calls in will be able to send, like, email address and what shirt they would like, because we have regular crew neck and V-neck and whatever size. But whoever calls in first, we'll be able to get that to you. So the number is 530-693-4886.
Right, that's right. 530-693-4886. If you want to contact Ben Hatch right now, give us a call. We are ready and waiting on the line. Give us a call. We want to hear from you on the great station. Ben Hatch wants to hear from you, the listener, the people out there on the other side of the radio. Ben Hatch is ready and waiting. All we need to do is hear that phone ring. So, give us a call. Please do. And in the meantime... Oh, well. Oh, dear goodness. We do.
We have a caller. A caller
really fast. Here we go.
Sweet.
And... there we go. You're on the air.
Hang up.
Hey, did I win a T-shirt?
All right, we have our first caller. Who may I be speaking to?
My name is Banshee.
I'm sorry?
Banshee.
Dancy?
No. Like a screaming Banshee.
Banshee?
Yeah.
Your name is Banshee. That is probably the coolest name I've ever heard. That's, is that on your birth certificate? Name. Banshee.
It will be next month when I get it officially changed.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. That's really cool. Well, Banshee, nice to finally meet you. Wailing spirit of my life. you win a free T-shirt. Am I right?
That's right.
Yes. And now is your chance to talk to Ben and to tell him a little bit about your thoughts on what he's doing. And... yeah, take it away, Ben.
I remember, I can't hear what she's saying.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm the only one with headphones. Okay.
Here we go. Transferring over the headphones to Mr. Ben.
Okay, I can't hear now.
Hello?
Actually, here we go.
Go ahead, Banshee.
Hi. I didn't know that the station was still in the air, and I saw that Eric was going to be on the show, so I listened, and I'm quite impressed that this is coming out of the veil.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. Yeah, so you're a friend of Eric's. Eric's. You failed to mention that?
Yes, that was the last
one. Yeah, I looked on the website, and I was like, wow, I can't believe that this is coming out of Orville. I think it's pretty freaking rad.
Yeah, we're trying to give you know, Orville a little taste of something better than what people seem to think it has to offer.
Right.
Ben, can you hear her? Oh, okay, because you've got this dumbfounded look on your face that you're like, oh,
well, it's dim.
I can, oh, okay.
You're beautiful, but you're
quiet.
Yes.
Well, Banshee, why don't you tell Ben what size you are? And
actually, what we'll do is we'll transfer you off onto, I'm assuming you can still hear on this phone. Is that right?
I think you have to press out.
I think I actually have to hit the off button here, and I should be able to hear you.
So, Banshee, it was nice having you on the air with us. Thank you for calling, and we will get through the logistics of the T-shirt in a moment.
That's right. Now, okay. if this phone call and if this phone actually does happen to hang up on you in this whole process, feel free to email us. We will know. Actually, Eric will also know who you are. So email us at thegreatstation@gmail.com. I know it's a complex name, but if this phone thingy does not work, just contact us at thegreatstation@gmail.com. And that's
and our techie will take care of it.
And our techie will take care of it here. So we're going to try to switch off. And okay. Mr. Here we go. I'm going to hand this phone off. He's going to get all our information. And hopefully this works. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
Hey, so let me get your phone.
And we got this. Wow, we are fantastic. I love this. You know, we got all this technology figured out. I feel pretty pro, this whole side of me. So thank you, Mr. Benjamin Hatch, for coming on to the radio with KROV 91.1, Oroville's community radio from the Feather Rivers to the mountains above. I guess we'll play a little bit of a bumper, and then we will...
Thank you, everyone, and don't you know you're beautiful.
That's right. Thank you, everyone, and don't you know you're beautiful. Look him up at www.dykyb.com.
And just remember, April 27th, Riverbend Park at 6 p.m. Please be there.
Please be there April 27th. And right afterwards, you can listen to Scour and Storm Circus at the Axiom for $5. Or if you keep listening in, we might have some tickets here for you. In fact, if you also tweet out to us right now, we will have some opportunities for you to pick up tickets. Here we go into our near all music. Ooh, we have someone tweeting out to DYKYB. Wow, that's incredible. Here is another one. And I cannot pronounce your last name, but Lauren, thank you. We will get you out a bracelet. We will contact you and get this done. Thank you so much. Here we go. Here's our new bumper for the station. And we have more music coming up. We're now going to switch to our regular part of the program. This is where we address the heavy metal part of our community. So please, we are going to start off with a little bit of Causa Mortis after our new bumper hits. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to KROV 91.1, Oroville's community radio. From the mountaintops high up above to the rivers below. Strap yourselves in and prepare for a musical adventure of epic proportions here on The Great Station. We'd like to welcome our hosts here today, the fabulous Jim Kent and Tyler Hawthorne. And that was our new bumper here on the KROV 91.1. And this is The Great Station. We are super excited to be here today. And this is a heavy metal part of the program. For those of you who don't like heavy metal, this would be the time where we're going to say Betty Bye to you. You know, there was actually an original segment that we were going to do in the inception of this program that was something I would like to call the bedtime story. Now, this is probably the most random thing I've ever thought of. When it came to, because, you know, some people like a bedtime story before they go to sleep. So I figured I would actually give you guys one small bedtime story before we switch into this heavy, heavy stuff here. So, Mr. Tyler, are you ready to hear some bedtimey goodness?
Lay it on me, Jim.
All right, here we go. I love your southern accent you're picking up.
It's because I'm eating refried beans.
That's right. And that actually comes from Eye for Journey, who was on earlier today. If you guys want to hear, we'll have some recordings of all of this. And they'll also be coming out as podcasts for those of you who are interested. But That being said, here's a bedtime story. It comes out of an old television show. For those of you who aren't prepared, strap yourselves in. This is going to be an interesting time. So, long time ago in a corn funtry, there lived a very beautiful girl. Now, many of you, I do want to precursor this with the fact that, you know, many of you have heard bedtime stories that range all across the wide world of the imagination. And many of you have heard the same stories over and over. And I personally think that it's getting old. So I think we should give the world something new, something different. And that is, that's what I've done. I've taken something good and I've remixed it. You know, like Skrillex does with some music. Shout out to Skrillex. Weep, 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 weep. Weep, weep, weep. Thank you. That being the case,
love to have you on our show.
We'd love to have you on our show. If any of you know Skrillex, please let him know that we want to have them. And maybe, yeah, just would love to have you on the show. But here's that little remix of Cinderella. So, one wonderful day, long time ago in a corn funtry, there lived a very beautiful girl, and this beautiful girl's name was Rindersella. This is a story of Rindersella. Now, Rindersella lived with her muggly other and her two suggly sisters. Also in this corn funtry, there lived a very prancing hints, and this prancing hints one day decided to hold a bancy fall, and he invited all the people from Riles of Mound to his castle, especially the Pitch Reaple. Now, how you could go to this Bancy Fall is if you only had a Drancy Fest. Now, Rindersella didn't have a Drancy Fest, but her muggly other and her two sad blisters did. They went out and bought beautiful Drancy Festes. They went to the Bancy Fall, and Rindersella just cat there and scried. And as she was a kitten there scrying, out appeared her Dairy Fodgather. And her Dairy Fodgather took out her Wagic Mod and swished it all about. And before her very eyes appeared Hicks White Horses and a Kig Boach.
Whoa.
A Kig Boach. Now, the Dairy Fodgather turned to Rindersella and said, Rindersella, you better come home before Nidmite or I will pern you into a tumpkin. That's right. She has to be home by Nidmite or she will be perned into a tumpkin. So she went to the Bancy Fall and saw the prancing hints, and he'd been seeking her out from a Woden Hindo. And they nanced all night, and they lellin fav. But all of a sudden, the nid clock struck night, and she staced down the rares, but when she beached the Rodimsey, she slopped her dripper. That's right, she staced down the rares, and when she beached the Rodimsey, she slopped her dripper, and was never to be seen again. Now the prancing and hints went all about this corn funtry to look for the beautiful bro who had slopped her dripper. And came to the house of Rindersella. Now, at the house of Rindersella, he tried it on the muggly other, but it fit and did. He tried it on the two sad blisters, but it fit and did. But he tried it on Rindersella, and it fit and did. So the storl... well, no, I guess I can't go to the storl of the moray.
Moral of the storl.
No, the storl of the moray. Now, Rindersella and the prancing hens lived heavily ever afterwards. We always have to end it that way. But the storl of the moray is this. If you want to have a prancing hens lolling fub with you, don't forget to slop your dripper. That's right. And that was the bedtime story here on the Great Station. Spoonerisms are fantastic. And that was just the geekiest thing you've ever heard. Welcome to the Great Station and welcome to the heavy metal segment. What a way to precursor. What do you think, Mr. T. Hawthorne?
I promise you, he did that entire thing by himself. He was not reading anything except for maybe the disclaimer right in front of his eyes.
which clearly states that though I am telling you that the only way to have a prancing hens lull and fub with you is slopping your dripper, KRV does not necessarily agree with me on that fact. This is a disclaimer. I do not clearly reflect all the opinions and views that this...
Of KROV.
Of KROV, let's be honest. This is KROV 91.1. We have to do this whole thing where we let you know who we are and why we are, because let's face it, that's what we do. KROV 91.1 FM.
And that's who we are.
If you're listening online, it's KROV.FM. Tell your friends, your family, your uncles, your aunts, your little dog too. That's right. Just let them all in. Let them hear the show because, let's face it, Oroville needs more radio, more people, more music, and people need to hear because there's so many things going on. Go ahead and keep tweeting at us and Facebooking us. We want to hear from you. Share our page because, let's be honest, we're giving away free stuff. You want free stuff? I got free stuff.
And we still have one more bracelet to give away.
We still have one more bracelet. So tweet
the final
Facebook
bracelet.
Us. The final bracelet.
Who's
we're gonna
it
start
gonna
giving
go to?
Away tickets to shows. That's right. If you want tickets to the circus show, just Facebook or tweet us the World Circus Day or Kent Family Circus. Now, I think I'm going to balance something on air. I was mentioning over Facebook that I should balancing something on my face over air, but I'm realizing now that this is a terrible idea.
I just don't understand what the point of that would be. I mean, people can't hear you balance like a ladder on your chin. You
know? No, I could just stand over here by like, oh, look at this. I have an elephant on my face.
And for all they know, you do.
Oh, it's fantastic. Wow, hear the thunderous applause. It's just... You know, there's so many things I could get away with here over the air, but you would just never believe me because you didn't see it. That being the case, Mr. Tyler Hawthorne, you have a little message about the band that we're going to be playing some music of.
Yeah, this is a local band. I mean, they've been together for some years now, and they don't necessarily come out of their cave as much as they should, because they're amazing. But
come out of the cave? Exactly?
Well, I mean, it's rumored that they're not even a band anymore. They don't necessarily know themselves. They're getting older. They're living their lives, you know. So it's
they're
getting
a band,
harder
but
on
not
them.
A band.
It's getting harder on them to, you know, still function, but. They're an amazing set of guys, and I've had the privilege to be close with them, and it's been a lot of fun. So this is Causa Mortis, and
here's some of their tracks.
Yeah, the song that we'll be playing is called Womp.
Womp.
Womp. Yes, and let me tell you, live. When they do this song live, people go nuts. They run up to the front, and the lead singer, Dustin Gardenhire, he holds out the microphone, and all these guys from all over the arena rush the stage, and they all try and just get at this mic, and they scream these ending lyrics at the one of the breakdowns, and it's really, really tight.
I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
Does the womp make people want to... stomp?
They definitely get down, if that's what you mean. I mean, it's metal.
By getting down, do they chomp onto the song?
They will throw down in the pit.
That's quite a romp for the womp.
Okay.
Stomp.
Okay. So
I can't think of any other words, but...
This is Causa Mortis, Womp, and it is track two.
Track two, the miracle of...
radio.
Miracle of radio. Ooh, look at that.